When you made dresses and you had a pattern, how did you attach the pattern to the fabric?
Well, I would spread it out on the table and then just like knives, case knives. Mm-hmm. Knives on it. Here and yonder to hold it down till I got it cut out. Most everybody's pinned it down, but I don't go that trouble pinning now, I don't go that trouble pinning it down. I just put something on it to hold it down.
Hmm. Really? You don't pin it down either? Unless it's a little bitty piece.
That's right, unless it's a little bitty. Got some crooked, bad places in it. I have a dress cut out in yonder now. You know that I showed y'all Christmas, I hadn't sewed a stitch in that dress yet. We go too much to me get sewing done, but I have got to start making me some dresses because of that girl all of go.
I wish I could sew.
Oh, I used to sew a lot, and I enjoyed it. But I just can't hardly get back at it now. I haven't sewed in so long. Since I've been in pants, I don't hardly ever make a dress. And I used to make all my work dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had to have a new dress packing nearly every week. People would brag on my dresses, and I'd take a lot of pain to make them, and they'd brag on them and want to pattern. And I've got work dresses in yonder. Who's a move on me. I wish somebody had. But nobody hardly wear dresses like that anymore. You wear a dress to church, or even you wear pants.
Pants are so much warmer.
And really, I think, more comfortable. And now when I get in a dress, I'm just not comfortable. I think maybe it may be because one thing, because I've outgrown so many of mine, and I'm always pulling at them, trying to get them down over my hips. I weigh 134 when I'm supposed to weigh about 120. I'm about 14 pounds. I wish I could lose that fortune.
Me too.
And it's right through my hips and stomach. I don't care.
I'm throwing my neck down.
Well, that's all it is, but when it's just in one place, it shows up more.
I just love a barrel.
Oh, you don't.
No, Barney, you don't. Christmas got to me. Food got to me.
One and the other led to the other.
Mm.
I told Bonnie I was going to sit and cook with some, making some cookies and like to her after Christmas. She said Granny was sending some and wait a while because she's,
guess what? Yeah, that big box we took with us out there. Well, I got everybody on the hall to finish, you know, they helped me eat it and all. We had kind of like a get back together party. So we finished that. I was talking to Granny last night. She mailed me another box of cookies yesterday.
Oh.
I said, Granny!
Oh, dear.
I love them, and I love you for it, but...
You know that big old box of candy that Eileen gave you and Sue one like? Well, we have one in your own shiploh blocket, and the box of chocolate-covered cherries up here, and he struck on them, he won't eat any, and I'm having to eat it. We gonna need a piece of candy out of the box, because I was going to finish up these cherries if he wouldn't have me till for autumn. So if y'all want candy, we have plenty.
No, thank you. Did you ever have candy when you were little?
We made homemade candy. We make syrup candy.
Mm-hmm.
And we pop popcorn and make syrup popcorn balls. Cookie candy, syrup candy, real thick.
Mm-hmm.